4:53. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
That's right. You can give us a call. We're live here on a Sunday evening. As a matter of fact, Free Talk Live does a live show 7 days a week. Yes, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Independence Day. You pick your holiday. Free Talk Live does a live show on it if we can find, you know, help.
Lemonade Liberation Day.
Lemonade Liberation Day, we do it too. We were in the last hour talking about the government's war on lemonade stands, or at least the seeming war on lemonade stands. 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, but we have been all over the board this evening.
Yes.
Including lemonade stands, World War III, male circumcision, and vestigial tails. So,
and that was just in the first hour.
Just in the first hour. That's how it goes here on Free Talk Live. There's actually another sort of unapparent war that the government seems to be on, and that's dogs.
Yes.
It seems like there's a lot of dogs getting shot. A lot of news about dogs getting shot.
Yes, and I've got an article from the Raw story about an incoming police chief who was trying to kill a dog and actually shot the dog's owner.
That's bad.
Yes.
Yes, it's bad.
So the story says a woman in North Carolina says that the incoming police chief in one town did not react to provide immediate assistance after accidentally shooting her while trying to kill her allegedly aggressive dog. Investigators said that Winston-Salem Assistant Chief Barry Roundtree was responding to a dangerous weapon call on Wednesday to assist another officer when he encountered a dog behaving in a, quote, aggressive manner. Roundtree attempted to shoot the dog but missed, and the bullet ricocheted off the pavement, striking Tamara Witt in the leg.
Yes, I wondered about I wondered exactly how this happened. Was she getting in the way of the dog and the police officer? In which case, it's hard to call a dog aggressive if the owner is in between you and it.
Right.
But now I'm beginning to see. And this is really one of the problems with officers discharging weapons. I get there's going to be a lot of officer with sort of apologists out there that say, you know, sometimes you got to shoot a dog. And I don't disagree. Sometimes you've got to shoot a dog. However, let's not forget that there are other government employees that have been dealing with dogs for decades, centuries even, and
dog catchers.
They never shoot them. Post office employees. Somehow or another, they can manage to mace a dog or whatever it is that they need to do to deliver mail all across the country, rain, sleet, or snow, or bit ankles, they managed to do it. But our boys in blue, our finest, our paladin protectors, they've got to shoot dogs. They're shooting dogs all over the country.
Yeah.
Somehow or another, post people don't have to.
More police officers have been killed by cows than have been killed by dogs.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't want to be bit by a dog. I'm not interested in that. But the first thing that they go for doesn't necessarily have to be the gun.
I'm waiting on somebody to taser a dog to death.
You know, I can see it with a taser.
Not from like some sick, twisted, like I want to see a dog tasered to death. But you know that cops use their taser a lot. They've killed countless people with tasers.
It's not countless. I mean, certainly dozens of people have probably been killed with tasers, but these are less.
I've seen statistics that have said hundreds.
Hundreds? I'd be surprised at that. But they certainly killed far more with their guns. And I like the idea that a police officer is going to go for the less lethal option when dealing with an animal that somebody loves. And it seems like,
I don't know, putting 50,000 volts through Fido isn't really less lethal than putting a bullet through Fido.
Yes, it's a lot less lethal. You get to choose.
Depending on how big the dog is, like if it's a little ankle biter chihuahua, 50,000 volts is going to kill a chihuahua.
I would love to see some statistics, but I'm not 100% sure that it matters on the size or how much it matters on the size. And I just hope that they don't need to use a weapon on a chihuahua, right? I mean, like, you should probably have your high-tech boots that you're wearing there. Like, they should probably protect you from the chihuahua.
Yeah.
But one would think. This is the important part here is that this police officer went for his lethal weapon. He pulled it. He fired. He hit the ground and ricocheted up and hit an individual.
Yes.
This is what the cops need to think. When you are supposed to be serving and protecting me, whipping out a gun and killing a dog is a danger to the community.
Yes.
That's the problem. And he's not going to get in any trouble over this.
Of course not.
He shot one of the people that he is charged to serve and protect while trying to kill her dog, and he is not, he's going to be sworn in as the police chief because there is no culture of accountability when it comes to law enforcement in this country.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you make that kind of mistake, you don't have what it takes to be police chief.
Did you hear about the police chief in Maine that got new service revolver? The federal government decided it would be a good idea to just buy police departments new service revolvers.
They're buying revolvers?
Yeah.
Okay.
And or service weapon. It might not have been a revolver.
Service weapon, all right.
Service weapon. And while he was cleaning his service weapon, he shot himself in the finger.
It's ultimate. It's going to happen. The fact is when you have a job that has a gun involved, I'm not ready to, you know, cause that guy to lose his job. I'm not ready to do it. It's going to happen. Accidents are going to occur. This guy made a conscious choice to pull that weapon. He fired it. He missed. And he hit one of the people that he's supposed to be protecting. And it's just not acceptable.
Yeah. So the article here continues, says that Ms. Witt told WGHP, "He did not come to me. He backed away. He just backed up, and I saw the cell phone come out. He walked across the street over there by the car over there, and he was on his phone, and I told the State Bureau of Investigation he did not come to me."
Witt said, I'm trying to figure out what the hell this woman's talking about.
So am I.
Okay.
I'm guessing the dog. Witt said that she couldn't understand why Roundtree would take the chance of firing his weapon while she was standing so close to the very passive dog.
Okay.
So she's describing the dog as very passive. He's describing it as aggressive.
You know, the difficulty is here, when somebody's had their animal killed, I don't trust them either with their version of the story because they have every reason to lie.
Of course.
I think that this woman's story gains credence simply because he shot her.
Yeah.
And this is the this is the problem the police officers face. Every time you pull that weapon, you should be looked at under a microscope.
Yeah. And it gets worse. Doctors told Ms. Witt that the .40 caliber bullet would have to stay in her leg because it would be too dangerous to remove.
Mm.
Roundtree was placed on administrative leave, and the FBI,
which they just do all the time,
the SBI, which is the State Bureau of Investigation, was following its standard procedure of conducting an investigation into all police shootings. The city, however, insisted that Roundtree's swearing in would go on as scheduled today.
I see.
He's getting sworn in today while on administrative leave. And Assistant Chief David Clayton would temporarily serve as chief until Roundtree is cleared for duty. The dog was reportedly unharmed and is in custody at the Forsyth County Animal Control.
So I guess that the... Okay, so the dog didn't go... Apparently didn't attack the man.
The dog was never actually shot.
Yeah, apparently didn't attack the man either,
yes.
Even after he shot his owner. So I question this dangerous dog thing.
Yes.
Exactly. So this woman is shot in the leg. She probably doesn't have the chance to really scoop up her animal to prevent it from going after the guy. Surely the loud noise scares the dog.
Yeah.
You know, wouldn't it have been better to shoot into some ground?
Yeah.
If that's what you want to do, is scare... I don't know.
She called it a rookie mistake, and I agree.
Firing a gun is a criminal mistake.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Defend this, if you will.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats. How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you are a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause weight loss in women over 40 with no big changes in lifestyle. Ambrin restores hormonal balance in women over 40, so you can finally lose the weight. And all of the other menopause symptoms simply go away. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-893-9155. That's 1-800-893-9155.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
About whatever's on your mind here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Daryl.
855-450-FREE. We are currently reading a story, yet another story, where a cop, well, in this case, attempts to shoot a dog. Did not successfully shoot the dog. But we
successfully shot the owner in the leg.
There are more stories than we could ever read about cops shooting dogs at this point. We would have to be the cop shoots dog story show in order to read them all. But there just are too many dogs being shot by police out there, and yeah. their reasons for doing so seem kind of slippery. There, first I want to tell you about Bitcoin Store. Before we go on with this, BitcoinStore.com has more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Currently, they've got a 0% markup from the world from products from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor. That's Ingram Micro. And one of the ways they're able to do this is there's no processing fees. They don't have the credit card processing fees, which are 3 or 4% of an item. You don't have that with Bitcoins. Bitcoins, you send the money, they send you the product. And another aspect, there's no billing address, so you can have them sent anywhere. It's fast. It's easy to do it. You don't even have to have it sent in your name if you don't want to. This is the easiest way to convert your Bitcoins into real-world items. Now, if you want to get the best prices on consumer electronics, you can do it through BitcoinStore.com, but you can't do it with dollars, euros, or rubles. You can only do it with Bitcoins. BitcoinStore.com. So in this case, this police officer pulls his weapon and shoots
police chief.
Well, he's soon to be police chief.
Got sworn in today.
Yep, he's sworn in while on administrative leave
yes.
for shooting the owner of the dog with a ricochet.
Yes.
And I hope that this is the case that finally turns around this war on dogs with police. Because
I doubt it, but I want to hear your conclusion
well,
here.
This guy shot an innocent individual with a ricochet. Now, I don't know. Let me take a guess here. I just guessed that the reason that... okay, so I'm going to go out and make a wild guess. This poor woman doesn't seem to be getting any justice out of this. And she, from her command of the language and her last name, I'm guessing she is not white. You got any idea?
There is not a picture of her. There's a picture of the police chief, and he is not
if
Caucasian.
This was the mayor's wife, there would be an entirely different story being had here.
Yes.
This guy shot a woman with a ricochet, and here's what my supposition is. I've come to the point where I cease to give police officers the benefit of the doubt when it comes to dog shootings. I'm sorry. I'm just desensitized. I wish I haven't come to this conclusion. I don't want to come to this conclusion. I believe that most police officers probably got into the job in order to do the right thing. But I also believe that there's a certain amount of people in the policing realm that want to use their gun.
Yes.
That if you give a man a gun, that at some point or another, he's going to want to use it. Not every one of them. That's a completely, you know, it's a generalized statement that doesn't even refer to what I think is the majority of police officers. I don't believe that. But some of them are going to want to use that gun. They're going to want to see what's it look like when I shoot a living being. When I was 12 years old or whatever, I got a BB gun at some point in my youth, and I'm not sure when that was.
Shot squirrels.
Yeah, I shot one squirrel, and it really I ceased to shoot squirrels after that because I saw the death of this animal, and it just wasn't much for me. But birds, especially, Dad told me I could shoot woodpeckers. I probably shot endangered woodpeckers. I have no idea. But we had a wood house, and that's how things were back then. And, yeah, I'd shoot some other birds. I actually shot one out of the air once. I was impressed with myself.
Was it a bald eagle?
No.
Spotted owl?
Little birds. I don't even know if that was an actual woodpecker. It'd be impossible to shoot a woodpecker out of the air because they kind of fly in this sort of wave way. I think it might have been a dove or something. Anyhow, I wanted to see what it was like to shoot these living things. That was the reason I was doing it.
Yeah.
And some of them feel the same way about your dog. And that's what I think is going on here, why police officers can't seem to pull mace, can't seem to pull a taser, can't do anything else but pull out their service weapon and kill dogs all over the country. This is by no means the first story.
And the stories that really get me worked up are the ones where the cops not only shoot a dog, but they shoot a dog at the wrong house.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're doing a drug raid, and instead of going to 157 West 1st Street, they go to 157 East 1st Street.
Something like that, yeah.
Or 1st Avenue, whatever. You know,
it happens, yeah.
For some reason, go to the wrong house And then they just start shooting anything that they see, including 9-year-old girls sleeping on the couch that get startled and sit up when they see some strange group of men walking into the house.
Another interesting story is that they'll be chasing, there have been situations where they're chasing a burglar who's running through neighborhoods, through backyards and neighborhoods. Well, they come through a yard, and they'll kill your dog in your backyard.
Yeah.
Because they're chasing, they're in hot pursuit of some burglar over some fence. I kind of see where they're coming from on this one, but you'd think they'd be able to mace the dog. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I just, it's unacceptable
well,
to me.
Well, if you start running into a dog's yard, that's the dog's territory.
It's his job.
Of course he's going to go after anybody that comes into his territory.
Right. I mean, he's doing his job. In the same way the police officer is a protector hired to do a job, that dog in that backyard is a protector hired to do his job.
Yeah.
And it's worse of a crime to kill a police officer than it is the average individual because there's some kind of moral superior. So why isn't it a crime for the police officer to kill the animal that's doing the same job that they're supposed to do?
Because they're lesser being. They don't have the shiny little badge.
At the very least, these police officers should have to pay these people for their animal. I think it should come out of their paycheck. You couldn't pull your mace? Well, that's going to be $1,000 out of your paycheck. You're going to have to pay these people.
You can't do that. They've got all these kinds of immunities that
absolutely.
They grant themselves.
Their union would never allow it. Let's go to Carl calling in from Wisconsin. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, I just wanted to call in because I'm noticing that a lot of self-proclaimed libertarians have been talking a lot in favor of immigration. I was just wondering what your take on it is.
I guess I'm a self-proclaimed libertarian because I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have a free country or free people.
Well, why don't you? I think it's the opposite. I mean, if you allow, especially the current wave of immigration.
Is this wave of immigration different than the other waves of immigration?
Oh, yeah. It's, for one, it's majority non-white. For another,
okay, why does that matter?
Oh, well, it matters because if you look at their attitudes on freedom, most of them are anti-freedom. Most of them are statist.
This is what Benjamin Franklin said about the Germans prior to the Revolutionary War.
Oh, I'm sure it's true of Germany. Just look at Germany. It's a socialist country.
Wow.
Please hold the line, Carl. I'd love to talk to you about this when we come back.
Wow.
855.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, as evidenced by the fact that, oh, we just lost him. Shoot. The caller that would just called in and suggested that I'd be probably, you know, he waited through the whole break and just fell off the line. And I thought it was such a compelling call, too. Do you remember the guy's name? Because I don't remember it. Carl was his
Carl
name.
From somewhere.
Yeah. You know, we used to have an entirely different system for looking at, it was Wisconsin, for having callers on. But now, essentially, when they're gone, they're gone. There's no way to know, what was that guy's name? There's no record of it. But, except what's in your brain. But he called in and said something to the effect of some so-called libertarians believe in immigration or something like that.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm one of those so-called libertarians that believes that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. Or you don't have free countries and you don't have free people. And his contention was that... A, that's not necessarily true, and B, this new group of immigrants was worse than most immigrants because...
They're different, because they're not white.
He did use the term white. One of his concerns was that they weren't white, but...
And they like big government, and they're statist, right. And you said, what was it, Benjamin Franklin made the same warning about the Germans, and he said...
Yep.
That's probably true.
Yeah, probably true about those Germans, too. Okay, so first off, you don't understand the history of freedom in Germany, because there were all kinds of peasant uprisings there, too. It's a barefoot rebellion? It's a shoelace rebellion? Wooden shoe rebellion? I don't know. That's something like that.
One of those.
There. And so, yeah, I think the German people understand the ideas of freedom, too. And, you know, I think that... The ideas of socialism are more prevalent in South American and Central American countries. I think that's a valid critique, but I don't think that means that they shouldn't be able to come here and work for a better life for themselves and their family. I don't think that you or I or anybody's obligated to support them or anybody, you know, or their children or whatever. If they're going to come here, they should be responsible for supporting themselves while they pursue the American dream.
Yeah, and if you look, you know, statistically, immigrants are better off than, you know, people that were born here.
Well,
in a lot of ways.
They tend to be quite entrepreneurial.
Yes.
They appreciate the freedom that they have to set up businesses here. They appreciate the stability that our government has as far as, you know, you pay this fee for this license and you can, you know, continue to vend in this way. You know, in other countries, the bribes aren't laid out in quite the same way. And that's, you know, that's difficult for poorer people to deal with. Here, the stability of our bribe system is something that they find, you know, motivational, and they can really make a better life for themselves. And I think that people should be able to come here. It increases our, you know, standard of living.
Yeah.
By having people that are going to come here, that, you know, poor ones, rich ones, all in between. There are lots of poor immigrant stories from a few decades ago, a few generations ago, where you can look at and say, oh, yeah, they really made a better life for themselves and their family. That's really awesome. And how many of those do we want to keep out? I don't want to keep any out.
And even the quote-unquote poor immigrants that are moving here and only making, oh, I don't know, $8 an hour, they're still making a lot more money here than what they would have made had they stayed in Mexico or wherever it is they came from.
And some people will complain that they're sending money home to Mexico.
Who cares?
I don't care about that because those same people are likely to go to Walmart and send money to you know, companies that make plastic crap in China because it makes their life better. So I don't care. I think that's a nonsense argument. However, how do you know that that's what they would want to do if they could actually move their family here? Don't you want their family here? Don't you want more people to work here?
They're taking our jobs, Mark. They're taking our jobs.
Why don't they say that about young people having families? I just had a child who is going to potentially get a job.
In 12 years, he's
going to
take my job.
He's going to take the job from some other person who works here. What about robots? Robots have replaced a lot of workers here in this country. But our economy has grown as a result.
We need no more robot immigrants. And no more baby human immigrants.
And if you look at the studies, the unbiased studies, the studies that actually look at the whole situation, you'll see that immigrants, 85% of them pay taxes.
Yeah.
And they can't get the money back because they're using fake Social Security numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can believe the government makes mistakes and sends, you know, a whole bunch of Social Security, a whole bunch of income tax refunds to some address. But that doesn't in Atlanta. But that doesn't mean that those checks get cashed.
Right.
See, the news story is the checks got sent, not that the checks get cashed.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to cash a check when you got a fake identity that you work under.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of fear mongering that goes on around immigrants that I'm just not comfortable with. I think it sounds like bigotry.
It is. It's exactly
bigotry.
Well,
no, I don't know that that's necessarily true. I think there are a lot of people out there that believe that, it's the law. It's the law that they can't come here. They should respect our laws, go home, wait in line, and, you know, finally after they're 157 and their name comes up on the lottery, then they can come. But if not, then they just got to die in poverty in the Middle East because it's the law. But here's what I have to say.
One, that doesn't mean the law is right. And two, are you going to tell me that you've never broken any law? You've never gone half a mile an hour over the speed limit?
I'm American. I'm allowed to break our laws.
You always wear your seatbelt. You always make sure that you follow the letter of every law that's on the books, even all the ones that you've never even heard of.
So those people will claim that, well, when I get caught breaking those laws, I make good by doing whatever the government says. They don't get that argument. But here's an argument that they've got to get. The fact is, some laws are good and some laws are bad. If you support this law, you believe this law is good. I do not believe it is good. And I mean, you know, there's, you can't claim that you support a bad law. If so, then you've got to support all the bad laws throughout history, yeah, including wiping out of indigenous peoples, chattel slavery of black people, and just a variety of other really distasteful laws that have existed in this country and others.
Fugitive Slave Acts.
It's a terrible, terrible argument if you're saying it's the law. Now, if you're going to claim it's a good law, then you need to be able to back that law up, that statement up. And this isn't a good law. This doesn't benefit Americans or, you know, anybody.
And the problem is, it's not necessarily just one law. It's a collaboration of a bunch of different laws. There are different immigration laws for every country in the world. There's different immigration laws even for classifications of people from every country. If you're really good at sports, front of the line.
Yeah, that's true.
You're really smart and you're a scientist. Oh, well, we've got this procedure and you need to fill out these papers.
Right.
Unless you can help the military do something, and then front of the line.
Right, and this is one of the fascinating things about this, is that it can be difficult for entrepreneurs, relatively wealthy entrepreneurs from other countries, just to stay here and sort of do their incubation startup businesses.
Yeah.
You've got to support that, too. If you don't support Pepe coming across the border in order to mow people's lawn for money, I know that's stereotypical, but it does happen. If you don't support that, then why in the world would you support some other guy? The fact is they're all wanting to add value to our lives.
Yeah.
That's how the free market works. If you don't support immigration, you don't support freedom. And that's the end of the story.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say.
I've said it.
We have a welfare problem in this country. We don't have a free immigration problem.
I've said it numerous times on this show and elsewhere that the U.S. government needs to have one set of immigration laws, and I really like the one that we have with Cuba. If you come here, you get to stay.
Well, but the Coast Guard's out there constantly putting
people away. Yeah, I don't like
that
part of it. But if you get here, you get to stay. That's how it should be.
855 453. Are we just off the mark here? Where are we missing it? What part of these immigration laws is good? 855 453, Free Talk Live.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
America, it's time to wake up to more value. Join America's Best Value Inn's Free Value Club. Not only will you get 15% off your next stay, a room upgrade, and late checkout when available, but you'll get access to hundreds of discounts for theme parks, movies, shopping, dining, and more. Register online at americasbestvalueinn.com. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, it's time to wake up to more value. Only at America's Best Value Inn.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's our toll-free call-in line brought to you by SACL CAI. We certainly do appreciate Jason Osborne and sponsoring our phone lines. 855-450-FREE. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. In the last, well, not the last segment, the segment before last, a gentleman called in and was deeply concerned that some people who believe in the ideas of freedom might believe that people should be free to move across the arbitrary lines drawn in the dirt freely, I guess. Not exactly sure. So we discussed that in the last segment. 855-450-FREE. Another thing I'm glad to be free of is 6 pounds in 8 weeks. I have dropped 6 pounds in 8 weeks by taking Axia 30 and I haven't changed my life in any other way. Frankly, didn't even think about it. I started taking the weight loss supplement, and, you know, I had so little concern for whether or not it worked. I just wanted to, you know, see what whether I'd do it or not. And about 3 weeks in, I weighed myself, and oh my goodness, I've lost weight. Why is it? Oh my, I've been taking that weight loss supplement, Axia 30, and it certainly worked for me. And I think it'll work for you, too, but you don't have to take my word for it. Now, Chamonix, who only uses natural ingredients, has a 3-month money-back guarantee. If you don't lose weight, you get your money back. It's really that easy. So, if you want to lose weight, what's it worth to you? Ask yourself that. Give them a call at 800-543-6613 and ask for Axia 30. Find out the pricing. 800-543-6613. Frankly, I don't know. I don't know because they sent it to me. But I can tell you, getting rid of a pound and not having to do any work to do it is valuable to me. You've got nothing to lose but the extra weight, and you get a free month supply of Axia 30 absolutely free with your order right now at 800-543-6613 for Axia 30. So, looks like we have just another call coming in on immigration here. It's Rick calling in from Alabama. Rick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I see the question about why can't we have free immigration. It's a great ideal. It's something to maybe work towards long term, but really, it's completely infeasible in a state where everyone depends on all these government benefits are being handed out piecemeal. Because the truth is we're already broke.
I would agree with you on that, but I mean, the studies do show that immigrants do use welfare programs, and that is absolutely true. But the studies further show, if you dig in and you take a look at what immigrants pay, that immigrants pay in, it's a net positive for the government, and I frankly don't consider the government to be we by any stretch of the imagination.
No,
as far as I'm concerned, the government's them. But the government makes more money off of illegal immigrants and their, you know, filing taxes under, you know, fake Social Security numbers than it spends on them in welfare.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the real question, and you don't have to tell me that, you know, they're taking advantage of government programs, and you don't have to tell me, go to Walmart at 3 o'clock in the morning down here. We're close enough to a couple of chicken plants, Wayne's Farm, and Pilgrim's Pride in Athens, that, you know, they're hiring the illegal immigrants, and everybody knows it, and nobody's willing to do anything about it. You know, they're making profit, you know, everybody's profiting off of them except for, you know, the few of us who aren't in the receiving class here. But, you know, the real problem is that it's a beautiful idea, the freedom to come and go as you please. But as long as the governments are handing out money piecemeal, you know, as long as they're handing out money to these people, the idea of free immigration, it's a fallacy. Because it's not free, because eventually somebody has to pay for it.
I agree with you that the government shouldn't be handing out benefits, frankly, to anyone, let alone just immigrants coming across the border.
No.
But do you understand how I feel like I've addressed that particular issue? Because the government is making more money off of an immigrant than they're spending on an immigrant, so therefore an immigrant isn't bothering you in any way, shape, or form.
I want to know how much money the government's making off of the immigrants sending money back to wherever they're sending it to.
Why would the government make any money on that?
It makes sense to me if they find a way to do it. Because, I mean, let's be honest, our government, I hate to say it, I want to believe in the American, you know, the American project that we are. I want to believe in it, but the truth is they find a way to profit on pretty much every activity that's going on. The reason marijuana is not decriminalized is because the federal government can turn a profit. They can turn a profit on it long term. Or if they can't, that's part of why it's not decriminalized. There's so many things that go on that the reason our government allows it to keep going on is because somebody's getting rich off of it.
Well, I would say that there's a lot of people in the government that get rich off of arresting illegal immigrants, too. Don't forget that all those border control jobs, those people are making we were just reading a story that the paychecks for these guys were $80,000 a year. And then don't forget the benefits on top of that, which probably amount to $110,000, $120,000 a year. So those people are getting quite wealthy. That's more than I make.
Yeah, I know, me too.
You know, and they're getting quite wealthy off of, you know, running around and trucks chasing after, you know, Juan trying to come across the border with, you know, to feed his family. So that's a lot of people getting rich off of just chasing around immigrants that we'd save if we didn't have to chase these folks around.
But where would those people work, Mark?
Real jobs doing real things. Producing.
But all the immigrants are taking those jobs.
No, they're not. Let's be real about that. Yes, I'm from Alabama. The whole immigration reform issue is a big hot button down here.
Yep, sure is.
You know, but the truth is let's be real. Yes, some of them are doing jobs that a lot of Americans would consider beneath them at this point, and I hate that we've gotten to that point as a society. There are people that would rather sit on welfare than, you know, work a garden and work as, you know, and do part-time work as farming and construction and such as that. There are people that would rather sit on the government check, and we can't have this discussion in the context that we're having it, I don't feel, without discussing as well the reforms that are needed as far as to dissuade people from the corrupt behavior that's going on. There needs to be some kind of dissuasion going on, and we don't have
that. I'm with
that,
you. Really. I think that's absolutely true.
You're making an argument for getting rid of welfare more than you're making an argument against getting rid of immigration.
Because I'm not vehemently opposed to the idea of getting rid of immigration. I think as long as someone can contribute to society, they're welcome in society.
But that's how I feel.
The problem then becomes the problem is with the government, not with immigration. And I've said that the whole time. I mean, I've never had a problem with Juan trying to come in from Mexico. Most of the Juans and whatever other names you want to throw out there, generics that I've met, are pretty nice people. And they're pretty respectful to everybody that they deal with, you know. And I'm in the food service industry, so I can say that with a lot of courtesy, because they're, you know, with a lot of truth, because they're taking advantage of the services we're offering, just as everyone else is. But, like I said, the deeper problem here is, and I hate to say it, the deeper problem is government. It's not immigration. It's not people. It's not welfare. It's not any of it. The deeper problem is government as a whole in the way our government currently operates. There's the transparency. There's a bunch of backroom deals and a bunch of people that we elect when we really don't have a clue what they do. you know, and that's the bigger problem here. And once you get rid of that, then you can start tackling these smaller issues. But we really have got to do something about the deeper issue before we can tackle any of that, really.
I absolutely agree with you, Rick. Thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. This is the mire that this is the way government does. This is what government does. They do it every time. They pit one group of people against another group of people. And in this circumstance, by offering services to people who need them or whatever the terminology is, you make it so that nobody wants to let poor people come to this country and work for a better life.
Yeah.
The fact is if you would leave these services that the government provides in the area of, you know, help to pregnant mothers and public school and all these other things, if you would leave them to a free market in charities, you would have all those things provided for in the ways, in a much more efficient fashion, and people would be able to come here and make a better life for themselves, which would cause other countries around the world to have to step up to the plate and make a better country. You would increase human freedom on a global scale. By the way, they quantified the numbers, and you could see a doubling of the world's GDP if you allowed immigration, is according to the numbers. That's a lot of wealth created. And that GDP doesn't benefit just CEOs at the top. It benefits the little guys like you and me at the bottom, too.
Yeah.
And that's who I want to see benefited.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, if one country allowed open immigration because there was freedom, it would force the other countries to sort of compete for trying to keep the best people in their country.
Take a look at Hong Kong. Hong Kong has no natural resources. It is a small rock upon which you can barely grow anything. And this is, it's a hub of trade. Why? Because they're very free in many, many ways.
Yeah.
There are certainly some ways that they could use a little bit of help. Organized crime problem there. But largely, they're free compared to us. And
economically, they're what, top five in freedom?
Number one for a decade. 855, 453. If you can explain to me why freedom creates, despitism, go ahead. 855, 453. Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals are harmed in the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.